yapıyorum. Carson. Ben şey Kasi.
This year she didn't go.
Admir Sakit. Colton Cove. Zora Durham.
Present.
Grace Lorward. Max Ehrlich.
Here.
Armin Bard. Christian Flournoy. Ezra Galperin. Isabella Gale. Lawrence Hahn. Blanche Cockra.
Present.
Seon Kim. Catherine Christopha. Yasmin Masoud. Jeffrey Moy. Ellie Porter. John Purcell. Hayden Spector.
Here.
Jocelyn Suavi. Christian Tarala. Aiden Valencia. Thor Wagstaff.
Here.
Alexander Walters. Aiden Watkins.
Here.
Jinzo Wu.
Here.
Zachary Yabu. Eric Yao. Kennedy Young.
Here. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaigahono. The Gaigahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaigahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. We do not have meeting minutes for yesterday's meeting, so we will move straight through minutes, communications, and consent calendar to reports of officers, committees, and liaisons. Are there any reports? Representative Galperin.
Hi everyone. After consulting with Cornell Dining, the dining committee will be foregoing its December meeting. We will see you all this ne we will see everyone next semester. But if anyone has any more input to offer on resolution six, is that the number? On resolution six, this is going to be a period of time where we're going to be having a lot of discussion on it. So feel free to reach out to me, Aiden, Colton, or whoever else.
Any further reports? Seeing none, we will move past announcements. We are supposed to have a presentation from the Committee on the Future of the American University, but they are not in attendance yet. So we'll move into public comment first and then return when they get here. I'll now recognize any community member who wishes to speak at this time. Each community member may speak once for up to 3 minutes. There is no time limit on to total public comment or number of speakers for today's meeting. I'll gavel when you have when you have 1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Okay. Good to see everyone. Good to be back. Been a little while since we've had public comment, which is cool. It's good. I just wanted to talk about the fee. Aren't you guys voting today on the student activity fee? $497 from $424. I think that's right. $53 increase.
It's not right. It's
What is
four
it?
seven. It's 476.
Okay, 476, so $52 increase. It's high. High. Almost $500. I just think most important thing to think about while you guys are doing that is the clause in long day, guys. Clause in your charter, which states that SAFC needs 35%. We've talked about this a lot with the student assembly. We think that that should be changed. Obviously, you guys can't change it this year, but definitely put that in a note for next year round for that to include all primary funding boards. I mean, you saw how much ICC increased last year to this year. I think they're up to like $11.50 now. Pretty drastic increase. SAFC has obviously increased a lot too. I just think it's important for you guys to keep in mind that that $52 is a lot. It's a lot. I didn't say no to many people. We kind of said yes to a lot of people, and we kind of predominantly only cut student assembly, not student assembly, class council's funding. So keep that in mind while you guys are looking it over. I don't have much to talk about. I had a prelim today, so kind of still fresh. You guys have any questions about my opinions on the student activities fee, please reach out. Number is very publicly available. That's all that I have.
Any further takers for public comment? Okay, seeing none. Quick update for presentations. Apparently moved the future committee of the future committee on the future of the American University to the first meeting of the spring. My bad for forgetting that. So we don't have them today. We also do have an announcement from Vice President Wagsback, so we'll quickly go back in the agenda.
Yeah. So newsletter's going out tomorrow morning. If you guys have anything you want me to put on it, just email me ASAP and I'll include that.
Okay, we have no second reading calendar items, so we're on third reading calendar, where we will begin with Resolution 19, University-wide dissociation. Okay. You guys hear me okay? Sorry. All right. We get to be at the table today. Kind of excited about that one. I like the setup a little bit better. I don't know. All of you might not have been here yesterday for this resolution, so I'll just kind of give like a brief overview again. Basically, this resolution is just asking for Cornell to disassociate from fossil fuels, which means, not having investments in fossil fuel companies, not allowing researchers or, I guess, representatives to be a part of research here at Cornell. In the past, in like 2020, they passed a similar resolution to this one through all five governing bodies. And that way, the board, the president, they could address this matter and take it more to heart than if we just passed something. And they did divest a little bit from, maybe previously like 2016 or 2017, like that. So there was some change, but however, there still needs to be more. So we're hoping with this resolution and ones that are similar to this one to pass through all five bodies again, being under the grounds that investing in fossil fuels is morally reprehensible and causes very, injurious impacts on not only the world, but our university, research, stuff like that. So yeah, that's just kind of an overview. I know some of you had concerns just about like reps from Cornell and Pryor not necessarily being here or not able to be here. So if you guys have any questions that I'm not able to answer, I want to make sure I get those answered so you guys know. They were a huge part of this resolution. I could have not have done this without the help of Lonnie and Madeline. They were huge in helping me with this. So yeah, I'm open to any questions. And like I said, if I can't answer them, I will 100% get answers out to you guys. Any questions or comments? Representative Carson.
Yeah, great stuff. I was just wondering, do we know like where it is with the other bodies yet? Where this resolution is with the other school?
I haven't gotten any updates, but they said they wanted or were hoping to pass it all in the fall of 2025, but I'm guessing that's probably not going to happen considering this is our last meeting. And I would imagine that with other bodies, it would be somewhat of a similar thing. So I want to say I don't know, but I can get updates on that for everybody.
Representative Galperin.
So I'm just wondering, investment is one thing, and involvement is another. I think we've all had the experience of being on the art squad and a loud pickup truck kind of just stops in front of you. What, if any, steps does this take to maybe just stop our use of fossil fuels, even if not?
So when I was looking into it, they did provide like Cornell and Fryer did compile like a spreadsheet full of like financials and stuff like that of where Cornell's money is like going to in relation to like fossil fuel companies and stuff like that. And most of what I've seen, it's just basically, there's several research projects on campus and whether that involves graduate, undergrad, like stuff like that. They just kind of specified that. And then it was reps from like, ExxonMobil or something like that being a part of the research in some capacity. So it was less necessarily maybe about like, I guess how you said it, like different trucks and stuff on campus and more so about not having them skew research data and stuff like that on like a larger kind of scale. But I could definitely bring that to Cornell and Fryer and see if they have any other input on that, just because they worked extremely hard for like the financial situation on this. So I hope that answers your question.
Any further comments or questions? Gallery.
Motion to close debate.
There's a second. Is there a dissent? Closing debate. Seeing none, we're now in a period of voting. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards.28, all those opposed, all those abstaining. Okay, and a vote of 28-0-0, this resolution is passed.
Thank you, guys.
We'll now move to Resolution 20, protecting Cornell's values from the Trump administration.
All right, just to kind of recap what I said last week, I think the settlement was something pretty major that happened that affects a lot of undergraduate students at this campus. And so the big reason that I wrote this resolution is so the student assembly could express a public opinion on what happened in this settlement. I think a lot of the conditions of the settlement compromised a lot of Cornell's values of any person, any study. Like the removal of DEI protections directly goes against that. The agriculture funding, while I don't specifically have a problem with funding going towards agriculture, the fact that it was the federal government that told us to do so is very problematic because this isn't like any person agriculture, it's any person, any study. And I think really Trump's attacks on higher education in general, especially Cornell, are just a display of cowardice from our administration, the White House, that shows that he's truly afraid of what higher education and what students like us can do.
Similar to what Hayden said, I think that the settlement does set a very dangerous precedent for the future of our university. And I think if we don't speak up, who else is going to?
Okay, any questions or comments? Representative Galperin.
So, for starters, I agree with much of what you just said. There's one kind of key concern I have. One of the conditions of the settlement was that the federal government would end Title VI the Title VI investigations into Cornell for anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, investigations that I will just note did start under the Biden administration. Whatever we do here, whatever the settlement doesn't just make those issues do the way. I know I feel more, there could be more done to combat anti-Semitism. I'm sure members of the Muslim community feel that more could be done to combat Islamophobia. So I'm just wondering if there is, the way I view this is that the Trump administration is weaponizing, they made up some issues, but they're also weaponizing some real issues, in my view, issues that still have to be addressed. So, and I know this is something you both care about. So is there maybe some solution we can offer in the process for concerns about civil rights at Cornell?
I think writing this resolution is like a sense of the body resolution. Solutions like there's solutions I'm thinking of next semester. Particularly trying to think of ways to use the funding clawbacks. I believe it was Resolution 13 to be able to support Cornell students. But I also do think a large part of helping protect Cornell students at this university falls in line with a lot of us as representatives of the assembly. All of us are here because we're very, very passionate about protecting Cornell undergraduate students. And although we may disagree sometimes, I do see every single meeting, all of you are here because you are very passionate about protecting undergraduate Cornell students. And so I think more than anything, that's a moment to reflect ourselves, thinking of how we communicate with other members of our fellow student body.
Representative Swadden.
I just want to thank you for time. Definitely am in support of the resolution. I think something said that I had is I went to a Cornell event about academic freedom, and I think it would be helpful to collaborate with some professors who are also going through this because,
Can you talk closer to the
oh,
mic, please?
sorry, to collaborate with some professors that are going through this because, especially, people are doing research, especially in humanities, under like anybody studying things under Trump's banned word, all their funding is getting cut. So I think not only like coalition building within like students, but also with professors could help strengthen the impact that this presentation has. So
Archivist Height.
Hi. I support this resolution. I think you guys should all vote on it. That's really, really important. Specifically, though, just like as a concept for like anyone who like somehow is in a gray area, specifically here, I think like even to Ezra's point, like you are able to like the university is literally paying for the government to drop a lawsuit. Like that's what's happening here. So I think just like that as a concept in general, as someone who's like I care about the Constitution, just like the rules that we have set up, like liberal. But I think that's like really, really important to like we shouldn't have our hands in that whatsoever. That's a very dangerous precedent, like by far. Also, I do think just in general, we should be doing this for at least to your concern about like at least campus atmosphere or the students that may feel endangered. I still do think that's more of a I mean, we have bodies like this for that. We have like people who can talk to like the university, et cetera, if they want to do something like that. I feel like that's a more internal issue, like cross that bridge, to be honest. But just like where we're at right now, this is something that needs to be taken care of. So, yeah.
Representative Ossoff.
Motion to end debate.
There a second? There was a second. Is there a dissent to ending debate? Okay, seeing none, we are now going to voting on this resolution. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards. Vote 28. All those opposed, all those abstaining. Wait, Lawrence, was that a pro or con? Okay. In a vote of 28-0-0, this resolution passes. We'll now move to Resolution 21, approving the recommendation for the 2026-2028 student activity fee.
More Representative Terrell is making his way over here, just to kind of recap a lot of the discussion that we had. I think a lot of us are well aware that $476 is a very ambitious ask, but I think there's a lot of value in putting forward a bold student activity fee. I think one reason is I think a lot of us are sort of expecting to have to meet somewhere in the middle regarding the student activity fee, but I think that is something that is still very important about proposing $476 is that it gives us possibly a higher allocation when we are compromising. So that way, a lot of the organizations on this list that a lot of us are passionate about, we can try to find cuts elsewhere with organizations that maybe received like exorbitantly large allocations that a lot of us expressed some concerns about last week. And I do stand with the student activity fee as it is and not amending it right now because I think there's a lot of processes that really value the work of the Finance Committee and the Student Assembly Charter. Like flip to the back of this, every single person on this resolution is a member of the Finance Committee. And they have come in some weekends, 8 hours to listen to a lot of different organizations and decide how to allocate student money. And their work is very, very valuable, and it's what's produced this student activity fee. And there's a lot of processes in place for organizations as well. Like, if there was an allocation that were to be adjusted, the organization would need proper time. Like when I submit a recommendation, they have to be sent out by Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. to give organizations an adequate amount of time to respond. So this is the student activity fee that has been agreed upon as we've approved things within the Student Assembly. And it's the student activity fee that organizations expect from the student activity.
Question or comments? Vice President Young.
While this process isn't completely done, clearly,
Could you move a little closer?
while this process isn't completely finished, as we know, we might have to, well, most likely we'll have to go back to the drawing board. I wanted to start off by thanking VP of Finance Watkins for all of his hard work. And yes, and all of his strength through this process, because as you guys have witnessed the backlash that he's received, that this is a very hard position. So I wanted to first recognize you and all your hard work and all members of the Finance Committee who have dedicated their time towards the student activity fee. As we all might be on the same consensus that it's a bit high. Based off of yesterday's meeting, and for those of you who are not there, it's too many gray areas in the charter for us to even propose any amendments to it. And blatantly, it's not much that we can do. So, for those reasons, and for many of the reasons we discussed yesterday, unfortunately, I motion to close debate.
There's a second. Is there dissent closing debate? Seeing no dissent, we'll go into voting on this resolution. We need 2/3 of the Student Assembly to approve this resolution. Voting membership, so 2/3 of all of us, which is okay, 22 people. We need at least 22 yes votes for this to be approved. Anyway, with that in mind, all those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards. Okay, 26. All those opposed? Two. All those abstaining? Okay, and it was 26-0. This resolution has passed. Okay. With that, our agenda items are up before 6 p.m. So I would like to motion to enter executive session and committee of the whole. There's seconds. Second. It will be sent to entering executive session. Actually, can't motion for people at the same time. Is it sent to entering executive session? Okay, seeing none, we have entered executive session. So all non-student assembly members must leave the room. I want a quick executive session, not well, quick committee of the whole to discuss like goals for next semester so I can get our agenda in order and like certain internal business. I don't expect this to last very long. At 6:19 p.m. Okay, their descent.
Don't talk about anything in
Ignatz,
executive
Ignatz.
session.
Yeah, actually, none of this can
Sorry.
leave the room.